His voice faltered as the realisation of whom he was addressing hit him. He gulped.
Oh, corks. Oh, crumbs. Mom. Oh, Mom. You must be Lady Craiga Roseyes, ruler of Salamandastron, the wild-eyed warrior queen, the belle of the blinking blood wrath, the kill...
Silence. That's enough of that, young Bagscot. And who told you to stand easy? Come to attention, sir.
Skipper, who had been listening from the doorway, came forward. The otter chieftain held a long whispered conversation with Craiga, who held a huge handkerchief to her face. To any beast watching, it looked as if she had been taken by a fit of coughing. But in fact, Craiga was bravely striving to stop herself roaring out with laughter. Mira felt sorry for the odd hare, standing nervously to attention, ear and cap bells tinkling faintly, awaiting the pronouncement of his fate. She whispered,
"Don't worry, sir. It'll be all right."
It took Craiga a considerable time to get her mirth under control, but at last she wiped her eyes and cleared her throat portentously.
"I am informed that you are applying for the post of Redwall Abbey's Master of Music, occasional entertainer-composer, melodic tutor, and instructor in all things lyrical. I understand that you have come on the recommendation of a goose that was treated here some while back. Is that correct?"
Burab the Fool brightened up instantly.
"You've got it in one, ma'am. You won't regret it, I promise you. Why, I'll have the whole Flippin' Abbey singing and dancing from dawn to belly nightfall. Just you wait and see, what?"
Craiga shut him up with a wave of a paw.
"But you haven't got the job yet. I'm not too sure we're in need of your services. Tell me, what would you want in return?"
Burab sucked his stomach in, trying to look like a beast who ate virtually nothing.
"Want in return, ma'am? Merely a place to rest the old head and the odd pawful of fodder? I'm more of a dedicated artist of me trade. The thought of food makes me sick sometimes. Why, a butterfly with no appetite eats more than I jolly well do."
Craiga turned her face to Fillon and Mira.
What do you think? Shall I hire the hare?"
Mira was surprised her opinion had been asked.
"Oh, please do, Craiga, ma'am. Look at the way Mr. Burab is helping Broggle. Mama, say you want him to have the job."
Fillon could not help smiling at the look of noble dedication that Burab was radiating in her direction.
"I'll go along with my daughter. I think you should let Burab have the position, Craiga."